do 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 do. Welcome to Film Failure. I'm your host, Nick Destro. And I know you're asking yourself, Nick, did you get theme music? Nope, that was just me. That's, I think, what my idea in my head of theme music is. Welcome to episode 2. Thank you for tuning in. Episode 1, of course, was my fire story. Go back and listen if you haven't heard it. I don't actually think anyone has listened to that episode yet. So I feel like a crazy person recording the second episode. Second episode takes place in around March, April 2001. So 2 years after my fire. I am no longer living in Alaska. I have also not been enrolled in... No, I take that back. I just dropped out of a class right before this. But so, this episode entails my first time working as an extra or a background artist. And that was for the film Spider-Man, the original Tobey Maguire film. I am living in the city of Orange in a house... A 5-bedroom house with 13 people. I'm the only one who was working at the time. I was working at a McDonald's. I have no real friends. Not going to school. Watching a lot of movies, though. And I feel like I did get sort of a film education during that time of literally seeing everything that came out for like a 9-month period. So, one of the reasons I'll put this down as a film failure was, number one, I did this for free. I was at the Block in Orange, which is a big mall. They had the big AMC there. I would go watch movies there a couple times a week. And they had a thing, a guy there with tickets, come be an extra in Spider-Man. Like, you're lucky. Look at how lucky you get to be. They're making a good Spider-Man movie. So I signed up. I remember doing a little research online, and someone had been there for the scenes with Bruce Campbell and Randy the Macho Man Savage, the big wrestling scene. So I was hoping something cool would happen like that. The thing was, I had to be there at 6 in the morning, so I ended up taking a day off work, so I'm losing money there. I wake up early at 4. I had to take 3 buses. I was going to Downey, I believe Paramount Boulevard, where it was the old Boeing factory. So I take 1 bus at 4 in the morning, then a second bus. The second bus does not go, or it stops, it drops me off where it's supposed to drop me off, and the third bus never comes. So I end up calling a cab because I'm afraid of being late and not getting in to this thing that I'm not getting paid for at least 12 hours. That's what they said. And I end up taking this $20 cab ride, and I get to the old Boeing factory, and they've built New York there in Downey. And I remember being so amazed. I get there, and after signing in, I had a sweatshirt, and I remember they made me put a little piece of black tape over the insignia of the film, or of the company that it was, and it was tiny, and it was like next to where my love handles were, never be seen by anyone. And then they sent us to risers, and over the next 2 hours they slowly moved people out and they set up shots, and I was stuck on the risers for a while. And the scene in the original Spider-Man is during the World Unity Festival when Macy Gray is performing. So I'm in the risers that they never really show close-ups of while Macy Gray is performing, which I guess the day before she'd been there performing, but I wasn't lucky enough. The thing I can say about doing extra work and background, especially in a big film like this, is it is so boring. So, so boring. The plus was they had craft service, so I would go and get snacks a lot. Eventually, from the risers, I was brought to the side of, it was a bunch of booths, like there were carnival games, and I remember standing next to this, he was the background stuntman, at least that's what he claimed. And so there was like an explosion nearby, and this is a scene Spider-Man, this was kind of a cool thing to see, but Spider-Man comes and does like a backflip and we all run in the background. But when I watch the movie, they actually use a shot from another angle, so not in that scene either. Eventually, after a little while, I just disappeared. Lunch was like 8 hours in. They literally, so illegal, they made us wait 8 hours to get lunch. And so for the last like 3 hours I was there, I would go to craft services, get a bunch of food, then go sit in a porta potty for like 15 minutes, eat the food, and then walk around set until someone would yell at me and say, "Hey, what are you doing here?" Like, I saw another thing that second unit was shooting where like Spider-Man jumped through a window of like a burning building. I think it's where the trap Green Goblin sets for him. But finally, lunch came, and I remember they gave us a box lunch, and it was like the most garbage thing ever, like ham and cheese garbage sandwich, a bag of like non-flavored chips, and like a crappy cookie like wrapped in plastic. And the parking lot, by the way, was huge, and so I was worried that if I tried to leave at lunch, which I was like, there was no way I was sticking around for another like 6 hours, I was afraid they were going to stop me. I don't know why. I'm 21 at the time. I'm just being stupid. But I literally start running, and I'm not in very good shape. I'm still not in very good shape. And I make it halfway through the parking lot without turning around. And that was probably the size of like a football field. And I just stop, and I'm like winded. And I remember turning around, and everyone else is also leaving, but they're just walking very slowly. So, but yeah, overall, I felt a little stupid. I think I ended up going to the block and ended up watching a movie that day. I felt a little dumb by the amount of money I spent, but I learned an important lesson to some degree, about just getting like overexcited about things that I think might be opportunities. And I feel like this happens a lot. It's happened a lot to me, future experiences, that not being patient. Like, who knows, if I'd waited another 20, 30 minutes for that third bus, it would have came, and it wouldn't have mattered if I would have shown up an hour and a half late, probably. I still would have got in. but I also see it in a lot of other people too, in this industry, of just like rushing, they've got to get something done at that moment. The other thing I learned was, like, Sam Raimi, he wasn't there that day. I guess he'd been there a day or two before, and he was actually up above on the building throwing, like, fake, like, foam rocks down and foam, like, bricks down onto people, the extras below, which people got a kick out of. But he wasn't there. There were, like, literally two second-unit crews going at the same time. So I thought that was kind of cool. But, yeah, so that's look at this, less than 10 minutes. I hope there was some form of entertainment in that. But that's it for episode 2 of Film Failure. Tune in at some point in the future for episode 3, where I'll discuss moving to Los Angeles and some time I spent at LA City College, who, by the way, has a great film department. Nick Destro, over and out.